Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by MyLabs, patient-ordered testing. San Juan Regional Medical Center is expanding its services to offer low-cost blood screenings year-round. Now offering walk-in convenience to get the blood tests you want when you want them. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, is available at the hospital's laboratory and the Outpatient Diagnostic Center on 30th Street in Farmington. With nearly 20 tests available, there's an option for everyone. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, a wellness service of San Juan Regional Medical Center. But now let's talk to my guest this morning. You are here in the studio with me. Krista Lawrence is here. She's the Division Director for Courts Programs for the 11th District Court here in San Juan County. Good morning, and thank you for coming in this morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Also, Al Bugnell is here. He's with the Farmington Police Department. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott.
Welcome back to KSJE. Good to have you both here as well. And we are talking about this program, Hang Up and Drive, which is about distracted driving, which continues to be a big problem, not just in our community, but across the country, right?
Definitely, Scott. We're seeing increases in distracted driving crashes and incidents where people are getting injured because they're texting and driving or talking on their cell phone.
Right. And so you all have been working together to put together this presentation, right? And it'll be happening in April.
Correct. April 3rd, we're going to have a community event here at San Juan College. It'll start at 7 p.m.
Okay.
And it'll be last probably an hour, hour and a half. And
right.
We're going to bring in a speaker. Her name is JC Good, along with her husband, Steve Johnson. They're going to come in and speak to our community about distracted driving and the dangers of distracted driving.
All right, because her family's been definitely affected by this issue. She personally, too, right?
Correct. Actually, the way we got through JC is that her family, when she was returning from college, was involved in a distracted driving incident where both her parents were killed and she was disabled due to that crash. So she now goes throughout the country speaking to teens, adults, and communities about distracted driving and the dangers of distracted driving.
Right. And we actually have, there's a PSA that maybe folks have seen on television, but I'd like to play a little bit of that for our listeners this morning just to kind of get an impact of what we're talking about.
That would be great.
All right. Let's take a listen to this public service announcement with this lady who is going to be part of the presentation here in April here in San Juan County.
I text and drive. If I get a text, I look at my phone.
It's definitely texting.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Snapchat. I do Snapchat and drive sometimes.
Is that like making Snapchats or watching them?
What, making them?
A, texting is like my main form of communication.
Boredom, honestly.
And B, well, no, I guess no, it's really just A.
I've only never done it at stoplights. I've always been really good about it.
The passenger has a pretty important role driving now, or they're like, oh, red light, red light.
If someone that you like texts you, you're like, you can't just like let it sit there without just knowing what they said.
Because what if something exciting's happening or something happened?
Like, every time I do it, I think about it. I'm like, why am I doing this? And then I just keep doing it.
So I'd like to, like, want to introduce you to a friend of ours.
My name is JC.
Hi, Alexis.
Hi, Dash.
Justin, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I just really quickly want to have a chat, tell you what happened to me. I was 21 years old, driving home from my college graduation ceremony. Driver on his phone was so distracted. He turned left into the intersection at a red light. Another car, an 18-wheeler, swerved to miss him and hit my family's car. And the resulting collision actually killed both of my parents. I spent 2 months in the hospital fighting for my own life, and then 2 more months in a rehab hospital, learning how to walk again, learning how to speak again, learning how to dress myself and how to feed myself. I live with a partially paralyzed body. I didn't have my daddy to walk me down the aisle when I got married.
having sort of like met JC, because you look at JC and sort of give those same reasons.
Usually I use my phone to change a song on. I try to use it as little as possible, but.
I'm not gonna look at my phone ever again.
Honestly, if I have been sitting at a red light, I'll like glance down to see if my mom's texting me, but the people's lives that are impacted from something that is so stupid.
I can assure you on my drive home right now, I'm not going to use my phone and drive, and I'm not gonna do it when I go to work tomorrow and the next day after that until, you know, it becomes a habit and that just doesn't happen. At all.
I know this is hard, and I'm sorry, it's hard for me too, but you know this is real. You have the power to really actually make a difference and do something about it.
Thank you.
Some of the audio from the It Can Wait campaign, a public service announcement about not texting and driving. That is the topic of the first part of the program this morning with my guests, and it's pretty powerful stuff. We're watching it here in the studio, of course, and folks are listening to it at home, but even just hearing the voices of these teenagers who were talking to JC, I mean, they kind of changed their tune pretty quickly when they were confronted with the reality of the situation, right?
It's a very powerful message when you see someone who's been injured in distracted driving or lost family members. And if people are interested in seeing that, they can go to thehangupanddrive.com and see the video that's attached on that webpage.
Right. And so JC will be here in San Juan County. She is coming to give a presentation, and you've got, I think, all of the local schools involved with this as well. She'll be traveling to the schools too.
Correct. This was a brainchild of Judge Marsh with the juvenile programs. There's a local agency, a local group here in San Juan County that does presentations currently similar to what JC's doing in distracted driving, and that's through San Juan County and San Juan County Fire. They brought a program that was seen by Judge Marsh. She saw the program, saw the message from JC, and got with Krista and said, let's bring her here. So Krista partnered with me and the Farmington Police Department, and we got it done. We're going to have 10 presentations over a four-day period. We're going to hit every local high school, Farmington Schools, Bloomfield, Aztec, Kirtland, and Navajo Prep.
Right.
Are all going to have presentations by JC over that four-day period.
San Juan College High School?
Correct. San Juan College, right? High School and Rosanante also.
Okay. And then the community presentation too, which will be open to everybody.
Correct. And we're encouraging everybody to come out and hear that message. We're hoping that hitting it through the schools, the kids will go home and have some excitement for their parents to come and see the same message that they saw in their schools that week.
Right.
And it's going to hopefully make our community safer.
We can hope it will. Right. Exactly. Krista Lawrence, let me turn to you and talk a little bit about Judge Marsh and this coming from her and wanting to make this happen. And you brought some statistics with you as well this morning, correct?
I did. And the reason we brought it in April is Distracted Driving Month.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was critical to bring it in April because kids are going to be going to prom, graduating in May, and I felt like this was a message that they could would hopefully be with them so that they would make better choices when they're with their friends. 27% of all vehicle crashes are caused by cell phone drivers. 15 people are killed per day in North America by distracted driving. And unfortunately, with those statistics, 13.5 million American drivers are using their cell phones at any given minute. So I think, I mean, I know I drive to work. I can see people texting all the time. There's been several times where I've been following people and I'm thinking they're drunk. And unfortunately, when I pull up next to them, they're just texting. So I don't think it's just a message that needs to be heard by kids. I think it needs to be heard by their parents and by adults as well. And that's why we brought this not only for the high schools, but we wanted a community presentation because as a parent, I know I could have heard it. And I know that there's parents out there that are modeling for their kids that could hear this message as well.
Sure. And I know from the police department, I mean, it's not just teenagers who are getting cited for this.
It is not. You're seeing it through the whole spectrum. Anybody that's driving a car is could fall victim to looking at their cell phone, answering a cell phone call, text message, Facebook, Twitter, any of those things.
Right.
And that's why the message, it can wait. It can wait till you get to your next destination. It can, and it's not the next red light. It can wait till you get to your next destination. Or if it's that important, pull over in a parking lot, stop. So you're not distracted in what you're doing and driving. Driving is important, and people can get seriously injured in those crashes.
Right. There are some local businesses who are helping to make this event possible. Some sponsors, right, that you've reached out to. Do you want to talk about who they are?
We have. We reached out to local insurance agencies for and car companies, things like that. Responses we got back from Zimes Ford and several of the local farmers agencies, the Nate Duckett Agency, Rita Manchester Agency, Jennifer Pennington Agency, and Kelly Eves Agency out of Aztec, all donated to help us do this, as well as the local school districts, Farmington, Aztec, Bloomfield, Navajo Prep, and Central Consolidated Schools all chipped in to bring JC here.
Very good. And so again, if for folks, again, who we heard the story a little bit, but her story is that she was in the car coming home, and this crash, the semi trying to avoid this other driver, distracted driver, and the semi swerved into the car that she was in, and that's what the collision was that killed her parents.
That is correct. She's actually on her way home from her parents picking her up from her college graduation, so it should be a joyous weekend, a joyous day.
Okay.
And right. It turned into tragedy because someone was on their cell phone and a semi truck. They ran a red light. A semi truck tried to avoid that vehicle running the red light and ran into JC and her parents. And unfortunately, it ended tragically with the loss of her parents and her being disabled herself.
Right. And she talks about the injuries that she sustained and the long road to recovery, which took, what, like 4 years, I think, is what she said, right? Two years in the hospital and 2 years in rehab.
Correct. It's a very long term. And she lost her parents. So do you ever recover from that?
Well, sure. Of course.
So.
Indeed. And as a police officer, I mean, you see this. I mean, more than the rest of us do, going, you know, patrols and cases like this and accidents and near misses and things like that, right?
Yes, sir. We see them almost daily. You know, people not paying attention to what they're doing, and it may not be a cell phone. It may be changing the radio station. It may be reaching for something across the seat. When you're driving, you need to pay attention to what you're doing. That's the most important thing at that point is the driving itself, not the peripheral stuff in the car that's going on.
Right. And Crystal Lawrence, I know in the courts, the courts are dealing with this all the time as well. And as we mentioned, too, I think we talked earlier before we came on the air this morning that distracted driving, it's a misdemeanor. But if it's part of the cause of a more serious accident, it certainly can add on other things to the driver, right? Other penalties.
Correct. You could actually, you killed somebody in a motor vehicle accident because of distracted driving. You could be looking at vehicular homicide or a homicide charge. Because of your actions. So you could definitely quickly move up the chain of detention and jail time.
And Judge Marsh obviously thinks this is an important topic to be addressed in our community.
Absolutely. She was so moved by JC's story that she had come to me immediately after the community presentation and asked if it was possible to bring her here, which led me to contact Steve, which is JC's husband, and see what it would take to bring their hair. So the courts are funding a majority of this, but we do have all the other schools and the sponsors that Al had talked about. And then Judge Marsh is going to be at that presentation, the community presentation, and will be introducing JC and her husband that evening. So, I mean, it's a very powerful message. I hope people will come out and hear it because I don't think you don't get the justice of it until you see it right there firsthand, and how the other kids and the other people respond to it as well. Watching other people listen to her message is just as impactful as listening to her as well.
Right. And I think it's important to see the actual people that are impacted by this, instead of having other grown-ups talking about what kids shouldn't be doing, but to see someone whose life has been changed forever. Talking to them one-on-one or at least in some kind of school assembly or what have you is really powerful.
Exactly. And JC's been doing this. I mean, she's, her and Steve have been they've actually been to over 850 events. They've spoken to over 200,000 people. If you follow her Facebook page, she's constantly talking about the statistics, you know, current events and accidents that have occurred because of distracted driving, and then wherever she's going to be going. So she's been to New Mexico before. She's excited to come back to this area. She doesn't come back to the West very often, but she's excited to be here. And it will be. It's going to be a 4-day, 10 different events for her, and she's excited to present her message.
Well, it's great that, it's a grueling schedule when she's here, but the fact that she's here and willing to do that to get to all of the students, all the high schools in the area, I think is great.
Absolutely. We're going to be reaching over 6,500 kids during that 4-day period. So.
And that doesn't include staff. So, I mean, you're probably looking well over 7,000 people that we'll reach out to that week.
Sure.
And that doesn't, again, include the community event. So if we make a big community event, hopefully we'll get 8,000-9,000 people that get to see this message throughout San Juan County.
Right. I mean, it's a message that that everyone, young and old, need to hear and be aware of. And it's distracted driving is a big problem with a lot of folks.
Correct.
So
absolutely,
that's important. Before we run out of time this morning, I do want to ask, there's an app, I guess, that's available, right, that you can install on your phone that actually would prohibit you or keep you from being able to even take text when the car is moving.
There is. There's an application that you can download on your iPhone, smartphone, whatever it may be, the Lifesaver app, which actually does help remind you not to answer the phone or receive telephone calls and that while you're driving. So it works with the motion of the car and things like that, but right. You can look it up in Apple Store or whatever applications you use, look it up.
I assume it's free probably to download and to use.
Correct. So there is no cost on that.
Okay.
And one other organization that I forgot to mention is also the LEPC that has assisted us in funding this program. They've taken away the every 15 minutes this year that we normally do in the high schools and now put those funds into bringing JC because they believed it was such an important program to bring here to San Juan County.
Very good. Well, again, the community event is coming up on Tuesday, April 3rd, 7 p.m. here at San Juan College at the Henderson Fine Arts Center.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
We hope lots of folks will show up and she will be traveling throughout the schools that week in April.
That is correct.
And I'll be here before we know it, because here we are at almost spring break. So
yes, sir, we're ready to go, and we hope to see a large amount of the community come out and see her.
All right, Tuesday, April 3rd, 7 p.m. here at San Juan College. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Thank you. Back with more in just a moment here on KSJE. The time is 8:30. This program is supported by San Juan Health Partners Urology, providing a wide range of personalized services for the whole family, including children. Our caring professionals are dedicated to helping meet your urology health needs with skill, experience, and service you need. For a complete listing of our services and to learn more, visit sanjuanhealthpartners.com or call 505-609-6300. San Juan Health Partners Urology, a division of San Juan Regional Medical Center. I'm Scott Micklin, and my guests on the radio this morning, we are now joined by one of the members of the class for Leadership San Juan this year. Bonnie Hopkins is here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. You are a member of the class of 2018.
Best class ever.
That's what I hear. Okay. Some others may disagree, but we'll just let that lie.
That's what you have to say, though,
that
right?
That is what you have to say.
Isn't that the correct response?
That's
like,
true.
Peace be with you and best class ever?
Right. For Leadership San Juan.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm the class of 2008, which we all know is the best class ever, but
I've heard that as well.
Yeah. It's like an 05. Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. Al, I'll chime in.
Negative. I haven't been through that process
yet. Right.
No, sir.
Well, the best is yet to come, perhaps. Who knows? Al Bugnell is with us, too, as well, with the Farmington Police Department. And so, again, thank you for being with us, too. And let's talk a little bit, Bonnie Hopkins, about your class's project or your group's project as part of your class.
Sure. Yeah. Each class of Leadership San Juan, it's been every year. I think this is the 29th year. So class of 2019, you're going to be a pretty important year. But each group is charged with doing a community project that will make a lasting impact. And when our group looked around our community, we noticed that distracted driving and speeding was a huge issue in our community. And it's something that we really wanted to address. And we saw that the city of Farmington and FPD was doing their slow down campaign. And the court system was doing hang up and drive. And we thought, let's bring all of this together. And we have successfully gotten declarations from all of the cities in the county within San Juan County to declare April 1st through the 7th, our first ever Road Safety Week in San Juan County.
Okay.
So we're trying to generate a lot of enthusiasm and really bring awareness to the distracted driving and road safety issues that we have in our community. And really charge people to get involved and make a difference. There's nobody that can slow down people in your community as best as you can. Be in your community, talk to your neighbors, be a part of the solution. And we're going to be at the Hang Up and Drive event on April 3rd, giving away a bunch of great free stuff and giving out some wonderful information. We're also working with the student council groups in all of our local high schools that are choosing to participate, and they're doing a little competition. They're doing a Road Safety Spirit Week in their schools, and the most creative group that gets the most pledges and app downloads for the Lifesaver app will actually win a $500 prize. So we're trying to give back to the local community and really work with these kids and get them to kind of get their creative juices flowing and come up with their own solutions. Because I think as adults, we have a lot of ideas on what kids should be doing. But even just talking with these kids for a few minutes, they came up with the most incredible and inspiring ways to reach their peers within their schools. So they're talking about coming on the school announcement every between classes and talking about distracted driving and speeding incidents and statistics. They're talking about doing walk to school days and really generating interest not just in their schools, but in their entire communities. So it was really cool to just turn it over to the kids and let them see what they can come up with. So we're really excited about Road Safety Week, April 1st through the 7th.
Okay.
All across San Juan County. And hopefully people can find a way to be involved, and that definitely includes coming to the community presentation. And I would say if you're driving right now or you're sitting at your desk, go to the App Store and look up the Lifesaver app. It's a little blue heart with a little pulse line going through it. It is free, and it's an incredible reminder because I feel like, and Al and I were talking about this, looking at your phone has almost become second nature, and it's something that you're not even fully conscious aware of, which is really scary if you're driving. But I think it's just become second nature to grab your phone when it dings or to just be constantly on call and connected. And so this app is a really good way to silence your phone. It will send a message to people that are calling you that you're driving and that you'll get back to them later. If you look at your phone, it has this wonderful message to keep your eyes on the road. So, you know, if you forget and you look at it, it's got that reminder there and you say, oh, you know what? It's not worth it. Mm-hmm. I can answer this in a few minutes. It's not something that has to be done right now. And like JC's video said earlier, there's nothing that's that important that you have to respond to it right now. And so I think as a community, we need that little reminder coming up on our phone when we do make the mistake and look. So the app is a really wonderful way. Talk about it in your workplace. Talk about it with your friends. Get as many people in San Juan County to download this app so that we're all working together to reduce distracted driving. And I know that Al said that they still have the slow down signs at the Farmington Police Department.
That is correct. Yes, they're still available at the Farmington Police Department if you come into the main office and request one. They should have them available for you.
Okay. We've seen those all around the city and even in other parts outside the city as well. And so that is still a good reminder, I think, as folks drive around. But they want us to move those signs around.
Yeah,
right?
I would encourage people to pick up that sign from where it's been in your yard for the last couple months and maybe move it somewhere new. You know, political season has come and gone and is coming again. And sometimes those signs can blend in with the background. So even moving it to the other side of the street or to another part of your driveway, or maybe asking your neighbor if you can put it in their yard, building those relationships there. Let's get those signs moved around again, get people to really pay attention to where they're driving. I know it's made a big impact in our street. Mm-hmm. Driving around, there's probably 15 signs on our road that everybody is really interested in having these cars slow down, and we're all on board together, which I think is what makes a difference. And I think that we have a small enough community that that is what it's going to take.
Right.
Community policing of each other to slow down and making sure you're not part of the problem. And if you need that reminder, absolutely download the app. Put it on your kid's phone. But it's a really wonderful reminder. So we're going to be just pushing road safety the whole first week of April. We can't wait to see what the student groups come up with. It's going to be really incredible. We'll have lots of stuff coming out on social media as reminders. And then we'll put it all together and we'll present it at our Leadership San Juan graduation. And we'll look at what the other groups have done. And we'll graduate class of 2018 the first week of May.
There you go. It's coming up. And in addition to yourself, how many other folks are part of your group who are working on this with you?
There are 9 of us total in my group. We've got some wonderful people. It's been such a great experience to meet and learn about other organizations within San Juan County. I'm from here, so I thought there's no way I'm going to meet anyone that I don't already know. And I walked in there and I knew no one.
See?
So it was a really wonderful opportunity to participate in Leadership San Juan. It's been great for networking and just gaining a better understanding of San Juan County. Last week we had Media Day and we got to take a tour of downtown, which was incredible, and learn all about the art and culture that's thriving in our community that's maybe a little bit under the radar if you didn't know. So that was really, really great. And if people are interested in being part of Leadership San Juan,
best day ever, Media Day.
Yes, Scott led Media Day. It was great. He's a wonderful moderator.
But you're right. If folks are interested, I know they're looking for new applicants for next year's class, which will start in the fall, but the application deadline is in May 15th, as a matter of fact. And so I guess as a current student, you would encourage other folks to apply, folks like Al?
Absolutely. I think, of course, we could always use more people from the local police departments and first responders. They're always such a great group. We actually have a law enforcement or legal day where we actually went and toured the jail. We met with judges and we got to ask them one-on-one questions, which was really great, especially with election season coming up. They gave us some wonderful advice of how to do our own research to decide which judges we want to vote for, because that's a really complicated issue. We got to meet with some of the juvenile kids in the detention center and really hear their stories and how the system has impacted them in a positive way that we never could have anticipated, you know, not meeting with those kids. They have a wonderful program where they're bringing dogs into the juvenile detention center and letting the kids work with them and have that companionship. And it's made such an incredible difference in these kids' lives. So it's really, really cool to see. And then we met with a representative from each of the different law enforcement agencies and got to hear what they thought the challenges and opportunities were in San Juan County. And that's really what Leadership San Juan is about, looking at all of the challenges that our community faces, but then collectively coming up with these wonderful solutions and opportunities. So it's a great way to meet new people and learn all about San Juan County. They are taking applications. They're due in May. If you go to the San Juan College website and just search for Leadership San Juan, you'll find the application and all of the information. So I would highly encourage anyone that just wants to be more involved in our community, even if you think you're from here and you already know everything that is to be known, that is not true. I can attest to that myself. But it's a really incredible program, and I've made some incredible friends and seen some really cool stuff.
It's some great networking opportunities as well, isn't it?
For
folks who think that they know everybody, but you still meet people that you didn't know in industries that you didn't know about.
I can say that wholeheartedly, that I really felt strongly that I was really well in tuned with our community, and I am, not to say that I'm not, but walking away from this, it's...
But you still learn more.
100-fold. I mean, I learn something every day that I didn't know, even in law enforcement day, or, you know, I feel like I spent all the kinds of time at the hospital, and I learned so much about the hospital and took a tour there. So there's just really great opportunities. So I would encourage everyone to jump on the San Juan College website and look at the Leadership San Juan program.
And apply. Indeed. It's a great, and again, they pick about 30 folks every year for the class and have a great mix of students. So I know there's a great variety of backgrounds that folks are coming from who you then get to interact with every month when you meet for your class.
Yeah, absolutely. And not just that, but there's also an alumni association. So they meet and do socials, and it's a great way to meet other people that have graduated, even from the very first class the way. You know, so that's a wonderful opportunity to get together and meet other leaders in our community. So
very true.
Wonderful.
And Al, real quick, when we talk about road safety, I mean, we talk about distracted driving, but there are certainly other issues like speeding and maybe not paying attention through work zones and things like that. I mean, all of this is what kind of we're talking about when we talk about road safety, correct?
Definitely. When we talk about road safety, you're talking about all those things. The speeding through a neighborhood, 25 miles an hour, you see people that don't don't abide by that.
Right.
School zones is a constant issue that we're dealing with. Those flashing, you know, yellow lights in the mornings and the afternoons, I know they can be annoying at times, but it's for the safety of our kids. So slow down. You know, we don't want to have a tragedy of a kid getting hit, especially in a school zone, or any kid getting hit at any time. Just paying attention to your surroundings while you're driving, not being distracted by the cell phones or different things that are going on in your vehicle. It's an important task, and we kind of take it for granted as we get older. And, you know, the young driver that's nervous pays a lot of attention, but the old hat that's been doing it for 30 years doesn't pay quite so much as attention to the details that are going on
right
on the road. And it's very important that we do so.
Well, and as we've heard this hour, if the smartphone is dinging and going off and the in the pocket or in the seat next door, you know, right next to you, there's that big,
it's an interest to answer it.
It actually
is a psychological event. It gets our endorphins going. Somebody wants to talk to me,
right?
You know, it's an exciting time. You know, somebody liked my app, somebody liked my post, somebody, you know, it can wait. What's your life worth?
That's the message.
Do you want to kill yourself or somebody else or injure somebody? It's a very important task, so take it seriously.
And again, we just have a couple of minutes remaining this morning, but for folks who are just joining us, there's going to be a community presentation here about It Can Wait and Hang Up and Drive. Tuesday, April 3rd, 7 p.m. here at the San Juan College Henderson Fine Arts Center, featuring this young woman who has been pretty badly injured in a crash that was caused by a distracted driver.
That is correct, and that's what we started the program this morning, talking about J.C. Good and the presentations we're going to put on at the local high schools, as well as the community event for distracted driving, where JC lost both her parents and was disabled herself because of a distracted driver running a red light and then a semi truck hitting her car that was trying to avoid crashing into the car that ran the red light.
The distracted driver car.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that'll be very powerful, I think, for high school students to see and hear and to see Lacey in person.
I think it'll be a phenomenal time for our community, not only just the high school students that we're going to be giving presentations at all the local high schools, but also at the community events. So I'm hoping a lot of people come out, see the message of JC and her husband Steve, and give us that support, and it makes our community safer.
And as you mentioned, JC will be here for several days that week traveling to all the schools, so you'll reach, I don't know how many thousands of students you said.
We'll reach over 6,500 students in the schools, and that doesn't include staff or the community event. So we could reach probably 9,000 to 10,000 people if people show up.
Right.
So
we hope they do.
We do.
Okay. That's Tuesday, April 3rd here at 7 p.m. It's a free event to attend, right?
It is a free event. It is already paid for through local agencies and sponsors that we've already mentioned in the program here.
Okay. And Bonnie Hopkins, again, this is part of your Leadership San Juan class project to have some lasting impact here in San Juan County.
Yeah, and we hope it's something that'll continue every year and people will grab onto it and, you know, talk to your employees, talk to your family, use this week right before school gets out and right before things like prom. You know, there's going to be a lot of kids on the road as soon as things start to warm up. So really just be aware, because at the end of the day, this is our community and we want to keep our community members as safe as possible, whether that's on the road or our kids walking to school or people biking. You know, this is a really wonderful place to live, but it could be made even better if we could reduce the number of these accidents that are completely unnecessary.
Preventable.
So, yeah, we just want to spread that message.
Yep. Very good.
So download the app and come to the community event and just be a part of the solution.
The app is called Lifesaver. It's available at the app stores, and it's free to download and free to use. And so we encourage folks to hang up and drive.
We do very much. Hang up and drive, please.
Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.